Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
co-host. Hail, hail, all the way from the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Over the building, people, Tuesday time for chit-chat, 347-237-5125. Be heard all the way live from the Starship Smeller Prize. With your host, Captain Smell So Good, we was up in the building, you know what I'm saying? Today is dedicated to whatever is on your mind. You know what I'm saying? You want to get it off. Call in, you know what I'm saying? You need somebody to talk to, you need some little answers, questions and answers, whatever. Hit us up, man, you know, 347-237-5125. We is all the way live, 2 hours strong. We're going to be doing it, you know what I'm saying, all day long. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, so what I do here, people, is, you know, we play a little bit of music, and then we also, after that, you know, get into, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of things I want to bring up, you know, a couple of funny things, like I always do. And then, of course, at the top of the hour, we get into what is called the Nutty News of the Day. So y'all make sure y'all check that out and tune in. You know what I'm saying? Hit your boy up, man, on the line if y'all want to voice your opinion on whatever, whatever. Government, political, it don't matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. Oh.
Play your part, and it's 50, so in every hand, you just pick a card, and I'm doing this for my city, and regardless, getting better, your family break apart, way before you get the cheddar, I admit it, this my city, ain't no running me from here, been out of prison for a year, now that life is getting better, yeah, I did it for the world, but my family take apart, Miss Diana, that's my heart, ain't no stopping till we start, see Cupid, ran out of arrows, so we started swinging doors, I think one pierced me in my heart, now my angels in my voice, I feel the angels in my voice, every time I talk, I raise my voice, so I'm screaming out of court, ain't no stopping me this year, you wanna drink, then grab a beer, a parachute, we out of here, to a better place in history, cause we ain't have a choice, and the reason he ain't make it, cause he ain't have a voice, I guess music ain't made for everybody's voice, and I just wanna bow while we driving in a Rolls Royce, jump off in this limo and come roll with a rapper, 131st and 23rd with the trappers, that be Jip, that be K, that be cheese and that be chick, that be cook and that be me, and guess who else, that be it, I'm the flying bird to spread my wings off in this herd, and I'm the first to get my money and make it rain off in this club with you. Say the world is like a cancer and I'ma steal a show. Now that Christmas come around the Grinch, cause I'ma steal some more. Now grab your bottle, shake it up, and pop the top and steal some more. Could make it rain before I leave, but that's the key part of the show. Plus my money ain't no good to me if it's all on the floor. Could make it rain, could make it shout, could make it Cyclops even snow. Why every time I hit the club, had the Nike check the show. I said that life is going better, make my name go down in history. If it don't, that means somebody put me out my misery. Feel it building in my bones, world. Physically and mentally, and every time I'm with a girl, she's screaming. How she answer me? After 9 months, she be screaming as she kissing me. How she pregnant? Can't get pregnant. How she pregnant? Through a throat. Before I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let her go. Until I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let it blow.
women to eat, I'ma live savage. I don't do it for the glamour and glitz, or to have the lavishest whip. A nigga trying to handle that rent money and pay that private school tuition, cause I refuse to have my sisters be a victim of the public school system. So I'm out here pitching from the mail, trying to picture the life I could have had, had my cars been different, had my stars been aligned right. My fortune told truthfully, the tarot card reader would have seen me doing something other than making bleeders. Our niggas who ain't believe me when I told them have my money when I need it, or else.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows, give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joy stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death for my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustle of prayer, oh, my hustle of prayer.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows, give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Let my choice stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
Cold night, breaking in cold sweat. From heavy heaters to misdemeanors, it's all stress. Under my shirt is no beater, it's all vet. My head up protected, but the devil still told me I'm the deadliest nigga that hell met. So go put that on your head, let it sit for 10 breaths. And I'ma keep on pushing this weight like 10 reps. And murder over money ain't senseless, it makes sense to us. Till you go sit in front of that judge, and his words sound foreign, cause all you hearing is numbers. All I'm seeing is summer's gon' pass, my sister's getting older. In my absence, they've been losing focus. Snap back out that daydream, reoccurring theme of me staying in this game too long. It came to me, I can't do this for too much longer. It's like a warning, I need to listen. But while I'm still in it, say the hustler's prayer for me. Yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joy stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustle and prayer, I'm a hustle and prayer.
Yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my choice stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place.
God bless the child that can hold his own. They left us out, put us down, they kicked us. Couldn't figure if they forgot us or skipped us. Either way you cut it, people cut and took our cut from us. By the time we reached the front of the line, only thing left was scriptures saying God would deliver us. If we live righteous, our afterlife will be richer. But right now we poverty stricken. Some of us couldn't swallow that pill, so hustling was like a gift to us, just to get us over the hump. And then we give it up, but we ain't give it up. Instead we got greedy. We went from being needy to outright stingy. It's like the streets get in you and take your spirit from you. Replace it with a stranger. I came home, heard a voice saying, who's there? What are you? Who are you? Looking square into my eyes, I said, it's me, mama. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadows, give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my joy stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Let me protect me, walk with me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, I'm a hustler's prayer.
Yeah, so I walk through the valley of the shadows. Give me my weed, my guns, my ammo. Don't let my choice stand when it's business to handle. Food for my family, death to my enemies. Bless me, protect me, welcome me, guide me. Keep my feet planted to the turf while I'm grinding. Get me to the crib safe, keep the reaper in his place. This is my hustler's prayer, all my hustler's prayer.
Yeah.
Timmy!
A little mellow con right there. You know what I'm saying? Doing a real big.
Mellow.
Mr. Goofy. Up in the motherfucking building. What's that, Captain?
What's poppin', homeboy? I'm on my way to a job interview right now. Let's hope I get it so I can bring your ass over here.
There we go. There they go, people. Man, I'm sitting here. First of all, you know, Lord, may Mr. Goofy Bone get his job. You know what I'm saying? Amen on that. And I'm sitting over here looking up some damn printers, man. I'm trying to find a little portable photo printer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like take pictures at the club and shit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I found a couple of them, but, you know, Canon. I found a cheap Canon, but the goddamn cartridges is like $60 for the fucking cartridges.
Oh, fuck that shit. You know what you need?
Yeah,
to
so it's like the printers are cheap, but then the goddamn the cartridges is high as fuck.
Yeah, but you know you need to get one of those ones at like Office Depot and shit, where the printer cartridges are like $5-$10.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at now. Cause Walmart got one for like $32. They got a printer. Like $32, and then the cartridges, you know what I'm saying? That's what I be trying to, I be really sticking on. See, I got one, but I lost the fucking cord to it. And it takes one cartridge. It takes a 33 cartridge, and it's like a tri-color cartridge, so it do black and white off of one cartridge. But I lost the fucking, I lost the goddamn cord to it. Now I got to get another damn printer. So I can, you know what I'm saying, start kicking out the little photos. But I needed, like, picture bridge and all that shit so I can do it, you know what I'm saying, right there on the spot without a computer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing right now. That's the only thing right now. But,
well, I'll tell you right now, the one that I got, it's an HP, and the cartridges is like regular $30. But I fucking go to, like, one of those refill this shit. $5.
Yeah. Now they got the automatic kits now, to where it's like $18, but you know you got to buy it for each one, for the black and the color, and then instead of you know what I'm saying, doing it yourself, you just pop it in this little thing, and it automatically fills it up for like 5 times.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about.
To
be honest with you, you know, when you refill your printers and your cartridges and shit, the ink ain't going to be the best, but at least it's fucking ink. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A lot of my friends, they all complain. They're like, hey, man, you know, I did what you did, and this ink sucks. It's like, motherfucker, you gotta use it to your advantage. Don't be printing out pictures of bitches every 5 seconds, because the shit ain't going to go out quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or if you could control how much ink, you know what I'm saying, goes out, then don't set it on best. Set that bitch on, like, draft. When you first started taking pictures, set it on the cheapest quality because it's still going to look good. It's only
Regardless of what, it's still print nice.
Yeah, it's only when it starts running out of ink that you got to worry about it. The color fading and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm trying to do. I was finna buy me what's up, Miss Heavenly Angel? Buy me a printer. Not a printer. I was finna buy a CD burner. They got a 1-to-5 stack light scribe DVD CD DVD burner for $345. I was finna get that bitch, but then I was like, it's going to take like 5 days to get in it. So within them 5 days, I can go and spend, shit, $80 and be taking pictures all fucking week and make the same amount of money. You know what I'm saying? You know, to really make the money up to support the burn and shit instead of just spending my last little $400. And then I still got to wait till it comes in. Five. It's five.
Okay.
Yeah, burn five at a time. But it's light scribe, though, so you ain't got to do the labeling no more.
They write on that shit.
It'll automatically write on it, yeah. And that's, you know what I'm saying, for me, that's better, because I get tired of writing on CDs, even though it's time-consuming. But if you're doing five at a time, you know what I'm saying, shit, that's pretty good, you know. It's going to take, like, 20 minutes of disc. So you're talking about, like, five CDs is going to take 20 minutes to do. You know what I'm saying, at one time.
It takes me 15 minutes Almost 16 minutes.
The light scribe or the just the
No, out? That's just the regular.
Yeah, to kick the labels out. Yeah. But the light scribe.
Y'all gotta remember, I do all my shit solo. You know, I don't got no distributors. But I'm gonna start working with somebody because I'm almost out of my CDs where I sold. So I made 2,000. So it's like I sold 17. So it's like I got like 200 and something left. So it's like I got, and then that took me almost motherfucking 7 months just to make 2,000 CDs, press everything. That was just me by myself.
You could have went through what the fuck is it? Shit, I gotta think of the service. It's a service that they'll do all your shit for you though, print it, label it, and everything. And you just pay them like a little set fee, probably, I don't know, 600 CDs or something fully pressed and all that for like $250. You know, but then you turn around, you selling your units for $5 a piece. You know what I'm saying? You're making money.
I made my money with $5. Now that's why I made the DVD CD combo pack, just to double it up. You know what I'm talking about?
All right. Well, let me give big up to Inception Radio off in the building. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out. You know, been filling him in. He already checked out the revised link. Man, did you see the site, the new site yet? Have you seen the new site?
Say that again?
Have you seen the new site?
Your website?
Yeah, a new home.
The
Sinai
one?
New home. Coming soon.
No, I haven't taken a look at it yet. I want you guys to surprise you.
Man, Trilateral Radio is going to be off the chain, people. Oh! Trying to tell you.
What it's all about.
I'm excited, man. I'm fucking excited. And ready to do what it do, you know? Ready to do what it is. Damn it, man. I got to find it. It's a Polaroid printer, though. Let me look up Polaroid. And maybe that'll find out. Cause Polaroid. Yeah, I'm having a goofy heading to a job interview, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get some employment pay.
Hey, I'll be saying a prayer for you, man.
Oh, damn. What kind of job you trying to get? Google?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm shit. Every job I go for, people, it's in computers. Selling computer parts, all that shit. I know I'm Mexican and all that, but shit, I have an intelligence to put things together. I know how to read PC boards. I know how to do all that shit.
You're so funny. Why you got to put a Mexican stamp on it?
Because they always look at the Mexicans as the janitors of the company.
I don't. I look at people for who they are.
Well, I look at you as a sexy mama.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Or like sexy grandma.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're a gilf.
Gilf. That's too funny, though. Damn, but see, they got a... this shit sucks here, though. They got a Polaroid Pogo Instant Mobile Printer.
Oh, that's what it is, Smelly. Get the Polaroid one, because those ones are $5, the ink cartridges.
But they print out prints of the 15 photos per full charge battery charge. That sucks. No ink cartridges or ribbons needed. PC free, inkless thermal photo quality. Yeah, he only prints 2x3 photos, though.
Oh, okay, never mind. Well, you trying to print out a lot or what?
Well, no, I mean, a 4x6 is a standard photo size, though. 2x3, that's then in a wallet or some shit like that.
So what are you trying to do? You trying to do this for the streets, so like when you get an extra hustle or what?
Yeah, well, everything is an extra hustle to me, shit.
No, because I mean, you know, you're at the club, you know, you meet a bitch, you want to take a picture with her, nobody around. So, boom, there comes Smelly. $5, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I'm outside the club, and then last night, you know what I'm saying, I got this new camera, and the dude seen me and my homeboy playing around with it and shit. So he was like, y'all taking pictures? And I was like, well, nah, not yet. You know what I'm saying? We got to get the supplies up and shit. But, yeah, we're going to be, I'd rather, you know, put the money into that because, you know, all these motherfuckers for some reason want to see themselves, you know, after the club. Like, these bitches wore some star-studded outfit or something and need to remember that bullshit. But you like it. I love it. So, fuck it. And that's how it is. That's how it is. You like it. I fucking love it, people. I gotta find this damn charging cord for it, though. I don't know what the damn... And see, that's how these fucking stores be getting you nowadays. You go to buy a damn product, and it don't come with the fucking cord. You can, how the hell you buy a printer, but it don't come with the printer cord?
Because everything's wireless now. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're moving towards wireless, which is a good idea, because if you got like a wireless network, you could print from any computer in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right, okay. Instead of having to move the printer here and then take it upstairs and all that dumb shit.
No, I got the community computer, like everybody goes on it, but there's sometimes that people want to print shit. So it's like, boom, they print it there, and the printer's in my in the studio, so they just, boom, get it from there, and boom, boom, boom.
Oh. What you mean a community computer?
No, I have a wireless printer in the studio. It's connected to the network. Now, when anybody wants to print, instead of, you know, how one computer, you only have to print only on one computer, fuck that.
Oh, okay.
It prints from every fucking computer.
Well, that's what's up, people. You got to get technology.
And I'm telling you, it comes in handy, though, Smelly, because, you know, you want shit done. Like me, I like shit quick, done, fast, right now.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's hope you don't
hide
it in the bedroom.
What'd you say?
Huh? I said, let's hope you don't. Oh, sorry. We weren't talking about that.
Right. I'm like, what the hell did you say?
Shit.
Okay, right? We can talk about it. All right.
On some Girl Scout cookies, is that what you said?
All right, everybody, I got to get going, but much as I wish me luck, and let's hope I get this motherfucker.
All right.
Congratulations.
Do what you do, homie. I'm going to get into the song while he dip out, and we're going to get right back after this regular game radio. Loud and
much love, everybody.
Chip. Smelly crap.
Motherfuckers will try to take you from your dreams, stab you in the back, and let you die. I'm still alive, so let me ride through the streets, to the blocks, and downtown to the tank. People tripping off the duffels I'm bringing to the bank, and that's how I do it, straight from the streets. I'm always glocked up just in case you got beat.
All right, I had some technical difficulties right there. Sorry about that. Oh, what the hell happened? I couldn't get back in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
That's the Lord that he teases.
Still alive, people. Too much time for chit chat.
Nothing
better news coming up.
That's the Lord that he teases. Boy, like I see you, boy. Get money. Get money. Get money. That's what I do. You heard me? Okay, time is money, so I never waste. Record deal coming soon, I can taste it. I'm the best in the city, let's face it. Boy, I serve all day like a waitress. Taste back, practice, and then I replace it. With more, the boy get no. I just saw a lot, now it's time for me to re-up. Getting called dread till I'm ready to meet up. I'm married to the game and I don't need a prenup. 50 pounds on the table, let's heat up. I'm lukewarm, but the boy about to heat up. Boop on fire, can you turn the AC
I was a pig.
Set up the references, the system of pride. That's why they fall. Babylon system, set up the references, them system of pride. So all we need is God. The system don't care about the poor, they have all the rich, and all they have. The poor stay poor, cause the debt of the system corrupt from the poor. Set up the references, them system of fraud. That's why they fall. Babylon system, set up the references, them system of fraud. So all we need is God.
Cause I know there's no use to make a show. Wise up, stand up and fight. Wise up, children.
Wise up.
Wise up, history.
Wise up.
Wise up, brother.
Wise up.
Wise up, father.
Wise up.
Wise up, people.
Wise up.
Wise up, wise up. Wise up, the one life bringing. Wise up and question the system. Wise up. Got the right, wise up, stand up and fight.
Wise up,
what light bringing?
Wise up,
question the system.
Wise up,
you got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Wise up,
what light bringing?
Wise
up, question the system.
Wise
up, you got the right.
Wise
up, stand up and fight. Wishing and hoping, dreaming in distress. Make a move, the world is in a mess. Got to find your coin in the fountain. We all have been on top of the mountain. Make a move, the time is now. Don't ask for reason, don't ask how. Just
wise up to what life's bringing. Wise up, question the system. Wise up, you've got the right. Wise up, stand up and fight.
Got to say no when it's no. Got to say yes when it's yes. Got to fight for life to work. Got to get your piece of earth.
Wise up, what life bringing.
Wise up, question the system.
Wise
up, you got the right.
Wise
up, stand up and fight. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up,
wise up. Wise up, wise up.
Wise up,
wise up.
Wise up,
wise up. Wise up, wise up, wise up, wise up.
Don't forget to check out Reggae Game Radio. Now over 20,000 listeners. Live on blogtalkradio.com/WDTE Radio. Live on air 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Check us out, going down with host, Captain Smell So Good, International Colo.
Right now.
All the way from the Netherlands, holding it down worldwide. Make sure you call 347-237-5125
to end the show
live on your telephone or your
cell
phone. Yeah,
check it out. Yes, support DJ Smell So Good, Reggae Game Entertainment. Meeting everybody out there to text 38909, that's Wild94.1, and request Mr. John New, new hit single, I'm That Bitch. This is representative group.
Yeah, y'all hear it. All right, let's go ahead and get back into this.
Timmy!
Yeah. Hey, did you get a chance to click on the link and check the slide out?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Did you see it the first time?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you see the total improvement. We working, people.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, you can add all your sound. Can't even think right now. Your soundboard stuff, can't you?
What do you mean add it?
Well, can you put it on that? Is it on that site yet?
Oh, not yet. That's what we're working on is to get the
right.
Get everything. I'm keeping everything top secret, but you know, we working on. You know what I mean?
I already know the flow, baby.
Take
the while.
Oh yeah, but we got
working hard
deadline.
On you know PSN now.
Huh?
I said he was working very hard on PSN and everybody else, so I'm glad you're up next.
Yeah, you got everybody up running, man. Sign out the shit, people. The Netherlands is the shit. And I'm saying I want to go there, but they the shit. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't mind going to Amsterdam.
For a visit. I go to Netherlands for a visit. I go anywhere for a visit. You know what I'm saying? See,
you know it. I'm packing now.
I'm packing too. You don't want to plan.
Oh well.
I don't know where I'm headed to.
And that package right over,
you
baby.
Man, now I got an invite coming down to Cali. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to M-Funk Media. M-Funk Media. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm gonna see. I'm going now to Club Manila today, and I'm planning on renting a VIP room out and throwing my own party in there, and that way I can broadcast live and all that shit. So they got Wi-Fi in the club.
When is your birthday?
Next month. In approximately 30 days, people. And approximately 30 days from today, February 11th, it is going down.
On the 11th. 11,
11. Oh, yeah. 2-11-11, people. It's perfection at its motherfucking finest. 2-11-11. I'm turning 33. I don't know how you want to add all that up. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm be playing them in a quick three pick. You know what I'm saying? 2-11, 112. All them combinations with them three numbers I'm going to be playing. Let's see what happens.
I wonder if anybody's there's more than one. No, only one number comes up. You can't do 111 or 333.
Right. Either 121, 112, 211, all them different kinds of combinations. But with them three numbers, I mean, shit, you got a lot of combinations. And that's what I plan on doing. So I got my flyer that I did back in, when that was, when I threw my card.
Well, I'm glad you had the music gone, because you guys would have heard some few choice words. I dropped something heavy on my foot.
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
I know. Terrible
thing. Yeah, I hung out last night at the club and shit, hanging out. Shouts out my homeboy Art. And we out there hanging out. You know, yeah, last night, man, our weather down here gets so fucking crazy. It rained a little bit yesterday. Well, the day before yesterday, it rained like spit. And then at night, it started to fog up. But then last night, man, that shit, it was like rain. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was due in the air, but it was so thick, it felt like rain, like mist, like a real thick mist.
Right.
Man, that shit was crazy, man.
Like floating in a cloud or something.
Yeah. But, people, you can get sick in that weather, though. So I threw my
cap on. Who are you telling? I'm in the capital of rain.
Yeah. That shit does. It's just like being in the rain, really.
We got a rainforest. Come on, people.
It's actually worse because, you know, it's such a mist that it's not actually wetting you, but it's settling on you. You know what I'm saying? So if you sitting out there, like my homeboy, he got a bald head. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got a little haircut. So anybody in around there, yeah, you want to be covering your head up. I threw my scarf on. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, man. I ain't got time to keep my money, you know, relying on sickness and shit. So,
yeah. I got to tell you, I wasn't trying to say nothing about this, but I tried to quit smoking weed. It's not working for me. I live with too much data gain.
Why are you trying to stop?
I have to use my prescription, people. Sorry.
What's the stop for?
Well, one, it's expensive. Two, I would like to slow down, you know? But, yeah.
Okay, well, slowing down, to me, is better than stopping. Because, you know, cold turkey is a hell of a thing to do. You've been doing things so long, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was not a good plan. So, yeah, I'm going to slow it down. You know, use the prescription.
What's this? Black and color ink cost a pack of $250. Man, what's that? Remanufactured. I'll go with the remanufactured Office Depot brand. $24.59 or
in there. Goofy still hanging in
there? Huh?
Is Goofy still hanging in there? Is he on day 11 right now?
Yeah, that's what I need to find out. Yeah, because I know he said he was, got to check his status. Damn, so new. We'll check Goofy Bone's status, you know what I'm saying? Man, when he called back up after the job interview, you should be done with that before the end of the show.
You sound cold turkey on everything but women.
You know, hey, can't give up all your vices, people. You know what I'm saying? You can't give up all your vices. But, you know, curbing some things is always a healthy thing. You know, stopping a few things. But once you, like me, when I stopped, you know what I'm saying, I stopped smoking weed and I, you know, picked up bill. But for me, shit, bill ain't nothing but $2 versus $10 a day, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit, a bill will cost you $4 a day. You know, so for me, stopping, you know what I'm saying, smoking, even with everybody around me, you know what I'm saying, it's I do that. I did that a few times and stopped smoking for a couple of months. And then, you know. But, of course, every action, goddamn, it's going to be an opposite and equal reaction. And that's what ended up happening to me. The damn, you know, beer drinking kind of kicked up a little bit more. And then I started smoking half a Tampa's, which, you know, didn't like that. So I reverted back to the Mary Jane. I'd rather be just a Mary Jane and stop drinking and everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So the only thing I've ever done is, you know, marijuana. That's it. I'm going to be alcohol. But I did quit for 3 years, and I could only last for 3 days this week.
Well, the shitty-ass weed down here, man, it makes you, you know, go on some stoppages sometimes because these motherfuckers be. And I don't want to, you know what I mean, kick the old herb game up, you know what I'm saying? So I just try to, you know what I'm saying? Oh, here we go. Speaking of Mexico.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Oh, no, you didn't.
All right, I'm back, people.
Let's find out.
That's what the Vulcan mind probe do. Yeah, I mean, bam.
That's it.
Call him back in with the status. First of all, we need to know how's your smoking going, your non-smoking.
What are you talking about?
Is day 11 or not?
Am I what?
Is this day 11?
Yes, it is. I haven't even thought of it.
Wow.
Wow.
I was just saying this I tried to quit for 3 days.
Yeah,
11,
it's people. When I quit, I quit. There is no, you know, there is no fucking.
Yay!
What you call it? No, I guess you could say backsliding. But I don't know. You know what? Because since M-Funk Media has been away for quite some time, we used to smoke one once in a while, and that was the first thing she wanted to do when she seen me. But I think maybe I'm going to have to do that just for her. But then
that's
after that,
I'm coming down to California, baby, and that's the first thing I wanted to do with you.
Oh, okay. And then, yeah, then I'll do that. Then I'll do that with you, Heavenly Angel.
All right.
When that supposed to be?
What's that?
When you going, Heavenly Angel?
I'm leaving Friday morning at 5.
This Friday?
This
yeah,
Friday.
This Friday to the airport. I'll be heading to the airport at 5.
So when will you have time to smoke that one with me?
Well, I'm hoping on Saturday.
Okay. Because I'm going to put everything aside, Heavenly Angel.
Well,
and I'm going to make that day reserved for you. Now, if you flake on me, Heavenly Angel, I will have an evil eye, where I will be very upset because I'm a very busy man. And for me to fucking say I'm going to put everything on hold for Heavenly Angel...
Don't put everything on hold now. I still
have to
see what's happening with my sister and all that, you know?
I have to put everything on hold for you. You are a very important person.
Thank you. So are you. I'll let you know on Friday night when I get there, you know? or afternoon. What's up?
Well, do you want me to pick you up from the airport?
My sister's going to do that.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to worry about that one. But, yeah, you can, I mean, let me talk to my
I mean, whatever you need, Heavenly Angel, I'll be there to assist you.
Thank you. She's quiet.
Oh.
But remember, Heavenly Angel, we got to take that famous picture.
Yes, of course. I'm ready for that.
Oh.
You ready to meet the old lady? The grandma?
Huh?
Oh, groovy, baby.
I said, you ready to meet the old lady, the grandma?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to push the grandma around in the wheelchair.
Thank you. I'll need it.
So how did the interview go?
It went good, but, you know, it's a Japanese company, and, you know, they look at you as a Mexican. So it's like they don't expect you to know anything, but when I sat there and gave her all the details on her own company, because, you know, I did the research and shit, it kind of makes them, you know, look stupid in the end, but I don't know. She said she'll call me tomorrow and let me know.
Hmm.
But Smelly, the first thing I'm going to do, you know, when I get a job, I'm going to bring your ass over here. You know that, right?
Hey, it's all good with me, man. Info won't really come down for my birthday, right?
Huh?
Next month. Info want me to come down for my birthday next month.
Oh, Info?
Yeah, my birthday is 11th, February 11th. It falls on a Friday. You know what I'm saying? It's the Valentine's Day weekend. You know, Valentine's Day is Monday.
It's
that
good
Monday.
Time.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Whatever, Smelly. Because I got two more interviews this week. And, you know, I got to get something. So it's like, whatever I get, you know, I'm gonna bring you out here, Smelly, like I promised you.
Expedia.com. Let me see how much the ticket will be.
Fuck how much the tickets are. We're just going to bring your ass over.
It's going down, people.
It's about $300 both ways.
It'll probably be about $300 round trip.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, $329.
We need to make a trip down there. I need to hit Florida. Get you up, Smelly.
No.
I have 6 people down there I know.
Down where, Tampa or Florida?
Just Florida, all around the, you know, the perimeter down there by the pit.
Let me see how long this flight's going to be. I guess I'll depart.
Hey, that flight, Smelly, is that like, what, 6-7 hours?
What was that?
The flight to,
oh,
like,
know,
the West
I don't
coast.
Know yet. I don't know. I'm from the city. Return Monday. Monday evening. And I want to don't search for flights. Don't need a hotel, goddammit.
You don't need a hotel. You already got room and board, so don't even trip.
That's right.
What the hell is this? Do y'all got an airport in San Jose or what I'm looking at?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
SJO.
San Jose has one. They have one.
SJO.
I flew into San Jose.
It's Los Cabos International?
No. SJO.
San Jose. I love San Jose.
SJO. Let's see. San Jose, California. SJC?
I like the people there too, but I don't like the police.
Did they change it? I thought it was SJO.
Yeah, it's SJC, San Jose International.
Oh, they changed it then.
All right, there we go, people.
It did? What is it called now?
SJC.
We found more than one airport. What the fuck do you mean? They say Norman Y. Mineta? Mineta?
Yeah, Norman Y. Mineta. San Jose Bodunk Airport.
Okay. Oh, damn, that's a long-ass fucking code for the shit. Jesus.
Really is.
Wow. Yeah, man. Tampa International, TPA. That's it.
Yeah, how's that?
You're looking at, and I can't believe JetBlue, the raggediest airline on the fucking planet,
it's costing more.
Is the highest one.
They got to buy those parts that are falling
off. You know what,
up.
Smelly? I want you to look on Southwest.com because they had some special. My aunt, she actually flew from Cali to Texas for like $59.
On Southwest, yeah, because all the cheapest here is $293, yeah.
Southwest is the cheapest. That's
Ooh.
What I fly, Southwest.
Okay, let's go to Southwest.com.
And they don't charge you for your luggage either.
I know when I flew in the last time, who I flew? I think I flew Delta. Delta charged $25, man. And I was blowing like a bitch, man. That shit was $25 when I was coming back home. I'm like, what? $50 just to check a fucking bag?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, with Delta, though, their customer service is the best. I would agree with that. But, yeah, they are expensive.
Okay, we're coming from, here we go, Tampa to San Jose. One adult. Let's see, February 11th, February 14th, oh man, talking about this shit is unavailable, what kind of fag shit is that?
Wow, now this is something I've never seen before. A big titty woman on a skateboard.
Try American Airlines.
Oh, hell no.
Try American Airlines. They'll be cheaper. I mean, then Delta, and they're like next in line.
You know? Go to that Orbit shit or fucking Expedia.
American Airlines.
Well, no, that's where I was just at, the Expedia. That's where I got that price from. That $293 was Expedia.
Trust me, do American Airlines.
Okay, hold on. Let's try, what the hell is this? What the hell is this? Purchased by January 13th. This is the click and save 3 days of deals. So what do you get? Oh. You can go to, let's see, in California, Albuquerque, Austin, Fort Myers, Jackson, Kansas City, New Orleans, Omaha, Orlando, Phoenix, Portland, Oakland.
Yeah, I'm with the job interview.
San Jose. But
one way is 160. Well, that's one way is 169.
Oh, jeez.
That's still same damn price. All right, just check Orbitz. Oh, you say American Airlines? American Airlines. .com.
What's the return date? What's the return date? The 11th, and you're coming back what, Sunday?
The 14th, yeah. No, Valentine's Day, 14th, Monday.
So you're going from the 11th to the 14th?
Yeah. 4 days of mayhem, people. When I say mayhem, I mean mayhem. Let's see here. What are we looking for? Searching for him.
Hey, I'll call right back real quick.
All right. We're looking it up. Come
on.
Right.
$129 for each way. $129 at American Airlines, I'm trying to say. They would be next in line for cheaper. that's what I got here. 129 each way.
So you got, that's what, 260, around 260.
Well, here, I'm gonna see what it is.
Okay, let's see. Let's see.
I'm gonna wait. Oh, on the way back, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, but are you looking at one way or round trip?
I'm going to do round trip right now.
Yeah, because it's always cheaper.
Round trip, you're going to run with taxes and fees and all that. It's $325.80. So it's $325.80 total, taxes and all.
So you were American Airlines. That was American Airlines?
American Airlines, yes.
Oh, well, what the am I doing there? You already looked the shit up.
I'm trying to tell you, I know my airline.
Ah, what is this?
No pricing, because I like to fly.
Yeah, it's all
I don't like to fly, I like to travel. I hate flying. I'm a nervous wreck.
All right, let's check Orbitz. Let's see what Orbitz says. There's flights. TPA.
Yeah, just do American Airlines. Google that.
Huh?
Do American Airlines. That's going to be the cheapest one.
Now, okay, on Orbitz, you know Orbitz is compared to everybody. Fuck anything. I don't know about that kind of shit. Mm-hmm.
So we didn't hear nothing about the cup.
About the who? Okay, we got, it's still the cheapest. U.S. Airways is actually the cheapest.
Who is?
Because you said, no. So they don't compare American Airlines on this one. They got United, Continental, JetBlue, multiple carriers, Delta, and U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways is $293.
That's total?
Yeah, but that's $258 plus $35 taxes and fees equals $293 no booking fees.
There you go. Yeah, who is that?
U.S. Airways.
U.S. Airways. I'm not familiar with them, though.
Yeah, depart 7:05 a.m. Tampa, Florida. Arrive 10 Phoenix, Arizona. One stop. 54 minutes in between. Leaving Arizona 10:55, getting San Jose at 11:53 in the morning. Leaving that morning, leaving February 14th, 6:20 a.m. Yeah, that's too early in the morning.
You know, you got to get there a couple hours ahead of time at the airport.
Yeah, I don't know. I can depart here early, but departing them, yeah. I got ample enough time. Let me see. I got a couple of tickets, though, that you can leave at different times. 7:05, departing at 12:33. That'll probably be best for me. Yeah, that's $300 if you want to go in the afternoon. So I want to leave early and be there early, though, in Cali, at least by the afternoon. Yeah, so that would be the best for me. $258 plus $293.
So is that a straight flight through, or is that layovers, or what's going on? What are the hours?
Yeah. That's one. No plane change, but it's a 54-minute, I guess, stop in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
from Tampa to Phoenix, and then Phoenix to Arizona. They stop in Phoenix and I guess pick some more people up and then keep on going.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's not a long flight, though, 4-hour flight.
That's it?
Well,
6 hours.
It's a 7-hour,
seven-and-a-half-hour
flight.
Mm-hmm.
But without that stopover, it's 6 hours, 6 hours, 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's a 6 hour. That's a 9 hour. And that's a 6.5 hour. Yeah, that's the one that leaves 6:20 a.m. I ain't trying to do that. So the best one for me is 7:05 a.m. and 12:33, no booking. Hmm. All right, well, we'll see.
You gotta
get on my pitch
grind. 293 change. 293.
Yeah, no, just 293.
Yeah.
That's it. 293 even. All right. U.S. Airways, 293. Write this down. San Jose's.
So I'll be in flight when if you start the show at 12 o'clock your time.
Minutes.
Friday. So, Captain, I'm changing ships on Friday.
Going down. I have to do an old scandalous Biot Saturday show.
Try to get Goofy and I at the same time, same place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you say in U.S. Wait a minute, do they got baggage?
Well, maybe I should talk to my sister and we should set it up a show.
Let me see. U.S. Airways. Because U.S. Airways, I wonder what their booking information is. U.S. Air. I mean, how much they charge to, you know what I'm saying? Book your luggage. That's very important, people. You damn sure need to know that shit.
Just bring the carry-on. You know, you're only there for 4 days. Just bring your carry-on. Do they charge for carry-on? Sometimes you get one free carry-on.
Yeah, I think you get one carry-on and you check the rest of your shit. Yeah, you got to check one bag, yeah.
You only need one. Dude, I'm a woman and I'm going to be gone for 3 days, and, you know, I'm bringing a carry-on.
Oh, U.S. Airways. But no, it's got to be up to a certain size, though, right? For the carry-on nowadays, it's got to fit that.
Yeah,
whatever
somebody,
the hell little thing.
Yeah. I have the right size. I have a travel size. You know, one of those ones that roll along? Mine's a leopard print. So I can spot it out easily, and, you know, but I don't check it. But.
I didn't think about that. Yeah, because I don't need that much shit I care about. Well, I have to see the weather. Shit.
Come on.
No, that depends on my packing, because shit.
Hey, you guys
cool
are freezing up
there.
A little bit down there right now.
Yeah, I'm talking about up there, though. Because, you know, they've been having them little cold snaps and all that crazy shit.
Yeah. I'd rather have a cold snap than the stuff I have every day, too.
Yeah, because that's all we do. We got
people, you need to do something. You need to do Monday. Winter blues. For real. That's the winter blues. You don't know nothing about that in Florida. Come on.
No. Yeah, still 293. What the hell, man? What is this fucking
We're only 34 degrees right now. 34. We just rose above freezing.
We just rose above freezing. God damn, people.
Just rose.
No.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
As cold as a mother.
I can dig it.
Here we go, people.
You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
The Coors Light. Yeah, bring some fucking light beer, people. You know what I'm saying? Good old bathroom beer. You really want to clean your colon out. Get you some light beer.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks.
Bless you right on that. Bless you right on that.
Get all hot.
Yeah, make you go to the bathroom. Light beer always makes me go to the bathroom.
So
here you go.
Back on February 14th. That's Valentine's Day. Sweetheart.
Yep. Let's see. Domestic travel. The government requires U.S. Airways to collect following taxes and fees. In addition to other advertised fare for travel within the United States, $370 per flight segment, $250 per flight segment per passenger on U.S. domestic segment tax, September 11 security fee, a local airport's access passenger facility charge. This amount varies by airport, $3 to $18 per passenger, $8.20 per flight per passenger on certain segments beginning or ending in Alaska or Hawaii. No, no, apply to me. Service fees. On the phone, U.S. Airways reservations, no fee if you book online, $35 for travel within the U.S. if you book at the airport. On a company minor, okay. No charge for one lap child when traveling. And there's no pets. Check bags. All flights per bag each way. For all flights except flights to you are from Europe, South America, and the Middle East, depending on when you bought your ticket and where you're going, it's $20 to $25 for your first check bag, $30 to $35 for your second check bag, and $100 per bag each way for your third and ninth check bags.
What? Wow. So the question is, are you getting the pat down? Or are you going through the extra?
No, you know I'm getting the pat down. If it is one, you know what I'm saying? They might have one in San Jose, but they ain't got it here.
Well,
they probably have it in Arizona, but they damn sure ain't got it here.
That's a good thing. Yeah, you guys opted out down there.
Yeah, you know, I don't give a fuck about this touching me. Hell, I'm ex goddamn everything. Ex con, ex military, ex everything. It really is not impersonal for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck. You get your rocks off if you want to. You pull some gay shit, though, you tear in the airport.
Timmy!
Yeah, it is.
I'm back in this bitch. I gotta take the charger in for repairs.
What happened?
I ran over a branch and it fucking jammed in there and it hit something where I think my radiator's leaking, or fucking either that or my fucking transmission's leaking.
Something leaking.
Something leaking.
Not like the girls that I give it to. They're not leaking like that, but I mean like a drip here, a drip there, a drip there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It sounds like the chicks are after me. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Hey! That is nasty.
Wow.
That is nasty.
Man.
Ooh, la, la. Well, anyway, Heavenly Angel, like I said, I'm going to put everything aside, and I'm waiting for that call. Once you give me that call,
I'll go up there. To the show, you know?
Wherever you're at, we'll do a show. We'll do a show starring the lovely Heavenly Angel.
Starring
what?
Now, are you staying at your sister's, or are you at a hotel room?
Yeah,
or?
I'm staying at my sister's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she have internet? That's the question.
Of course. She works for Yahoo, baby, and she has her own deal.
She works for who? Yahoo!
And she's also a promoter, too.
A promoter?
And singers and stuff. Yeah, events. Motor
like a Ricky Schroeder under concert promoter?
Yeah, she did. Events and stuff.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. Well, you got to tell your sister that, hey, some crazy guy's going to come over here and do a radio show with me. You got to let her know that. I don't want to go over
there.
Who
you guys are. She's been on the
okay,
show.
I'm here. And then you're like, oh, you can't be here. You have to leave. I'm like, what the fuck?
My sister's 16 years younger than me.
Well, shit, Heavenly Angel, you look 24 to me, so I don't know.
Well, tell me that. Tell me that when we're face to face. I'm a grandma.
Okay.
That's stressing.
Well, as long as you don't need the oxygen tank, to me, you're just a normal person.
Not yet. I don't need it. Not unless you take my breath away, baby.
Oh, I don't know. I might be Tom Cruise.
What happened to the nutty news here, people?
Hey, y'all giving y'all own news. I'm just
getting our own nutty on, huh?
I'm just letting it flow.
I'm trying to keep it in the pants, but Heavenly Angel's trying to bring it out.
I'm just keeping it in, you know. I tell you what.
Hey, but Smelly, for real though, my first intentions when I do get a job, I'm gonna bring your ass over here, like I promised you, homeboy.
Well, hey, you know things are working out, man. End of the month, I'm supposed to be going down to Kentucky. Shout out my homeboy Meech Dog, and he finally got his little comedy show thing off the ground, and actually. You know, people backing him and shit now. So, end of the month, and every last Tuesday of the month, I'll be down in Kentucky DJing and shit. So, you know, trying to do a little private gigs and stuff.
So that's back on.
Yeah, that's back on. He actually got the people to go ahead and hammer everything out. And so, that's how you roll.
Okay.
He got other DJs he going to use, like local cats. You know what I'm saying? For the other three Tuesdays, and then the end of the month, it's like a finale, and then he bring an out of town, or bring me in. You know what I'm saying? Out of town DJ, because you know I'm bringing Ashwood and everybody else who want to roll. You know what I'm saying? And then shit, that's how we gonna get it down. You know, you give me one free on the house, and I'll take care of you on the next go round. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I do. That's how I do, man. So yeah, we gonna get it in. We gonna get it in. I'm tired of Florida.
Yeah.
I know it's time to fuck about it here. People. So yeah, that's what's popping. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's popping. And you know what else is popping? Nutty news, and I mean the nutty news. Oh, over here in Berlin, goddamn, we're gonna start this thing off all the way across the world. And I mean the world.
Hey, Smelly, you gotta have your mom do it. I wanna hear her say that, man.
Hey, you know, and I told her, I said, I might as well, you know, get you a, how you do a sound bite, because that, that shit there would be so fucking funny, man, I'm telling you. I'll have to hook that up, man. That just goes, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do the script and have her, you know, read. I don't know. I don't know. I just need her to do the wham. The wham. That was too funny.
Oh, we hit
Berlin.
Huh? I said, give it to me already, baby. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
The wind out there.
Talk about the news. Man can take his tigers for walks in town. Yeah. Talking about. There's nobody won't fuck with him. German police have told an employee of a Russian circus group that he can take his tigers for walks as long as the authorities are notified in advance. The 30-year-old man calls it. Like, what the fuck? Are you serious?
You see Goofy Ball walking with Boonies and a big-ass tiger comes. Motherfucker, Boonies, you're gone, homeboy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, like, he could control them. You know
yeah,
man?
It's like a tiger, hold on, don't go anywhere.
The 30-year-old man caused a stir in the northern German village of Rotzenburg when a woman called police to report a man walking a tiger cub outside of town. The man, who is from a nearby village, works for a Russian circus group. But, damn, that's crazy. That's crazy. You see a motherfucker walking down the street. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
and,
what would that be called, though, if you got get busted for that? What, walking an endangered animal? Or what the fuck?
And they ain't even endangered because it's a circus animal.
Now, that's some shit, people.
That's just your punk-ass neighbor. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
hello. Fucking business. It's a goddamn cub. It wasn't even a big boy lion. You know what I'm saying? It was a cub, people. Hey. Yeah, let's go over here to Missouri. A man pulls shotgun and demands burgers. Now, what the hell is going on with McDonald's? You don't never hear people going into Burger King or Wendy's or Checkers. Well, you can't even go into Checkers anyway. You're going to tear the outside up because bitches will walk up. But the other places, you know what I'm saying, going, they don't tear these. What the fuck is McDonald's doing? Have people tearing y'all shit up.
It's the clown. I'm telling you, it's the clown, people.
A Southeast Missouri man is accused of pulling out a shotgun and demanding food from a McDonald's.
Billy, how much time do we got? Because I'm taking my car in.
Oh, you got like 20 minutes left.
Huh?
Like 20 minutes?
Okay, I'll call right back.
All right. From the McDonald's, after the restaurant had closed, the 27-year-old man pulled up. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm beating him off real quick. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah, you got to love the hard beam, baby.
I was going to say,
You got to love the hard beam. The 27-year-old man pulled up to the drive-thru window and was told it was too late to get food. What the? How the hell y'all 24 hours gone? It's too late to get food. What the fuck is that? Walter says the man pulled out a shotgun and told a worker that his six-month pregnant wife was going to kill him if he came home empty-handed. And you think that's the safest and most good thing to give a six-month pregnant woman is some fucking McDonald's. First off, people.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
Yeah. Second off, people.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Ouch.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, this is a success story. Everybody's been talking about this, even down here. In Los Angeles, homeless radio sensation is held by police. Okay. Ted Williams, the Ohio homeless man whose smooth radio voice made him an internet sensation,
had to do some quick talking to Los Angeles police. Officers were called when Williams and his daughter got into a heated argument at the Renaissance Hollywood Hotel and Spa. Officer Catherine Macy said, "I don't know how loud they were, but the argument at about 9 p.m. led to a disturbance report." Macy said, "Get that bitch up out of there then. Bitch, I was homeless, and I'm in the goddamn Renaissance Hollywood Hotel and Spa. I'm balling, bitch." I know that's what he was telling me. Spa asking for money and shit. "Bitch, I was homeless. Now I got some fucking money. Now you want to come ask me for some motherfucking money. Bitch, I was homeless." That's all I can say. "Bitch, I was homeless."
He's got a long list for a police report, I'll tell you.
He's got a who?
He has a long list for a police report.
Oh, a rap sheet. Oh, man.
Yeah, rap sheet.
Rap sheet don't tell nothing to people. That just means you had fun in your life. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Okay. Check his rap sheet out.
No. Over in Bethlehem, the Holy Land. Robber shakes victims' hands. Yeah. After robbing three people at gunpoint, Bethlehem police said the suspect shook his victims' hand. An odd gesture that police said was not so polite. Yeah, it's not so polite to point a gun at people and rob them. And the really polite thing for this guy to do is to come into the station, apologize for what he did, and turn himself in. But I doubt that's going to happen. Ain't none of them, bitch. Well, there you go, guy. Yeah,
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And people, when we make the switch, we're going to be in HD. And I mean HD. When I mean HD, I mean HD. Test runs already been like off the fucking chain. It was a test
run.
Man, the goddamn quality is just... Over in Los Angeles.
The dream
come true. Bring some who?
It's a dream come true, isn't it?
Hey. Not yet, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
City Hall is overrun. Oh, man. City Hall is overrun by rats. While there is no shortage of theories seeking to explain the infestation, ranging from leftover food to budget cuts, city officials says it's the recent rainy weather that has brought out the rats. The situation has reportedly deteriorated to the point that officials have purchased electronic devices known as rat zappers designed to trap and kill the rodents. Okay. Smells like PETA written all over that one. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good thing.
Right. Every action, people, is opposite and equal reaction. Remember what happened when the other town, what was it? One of them towns got rid of all these rats and then they had a fucking rabbit infestation. So they got rid of all the rats. And the rats, you know what I'm saying, kept down the whatever the fuck that the rabbits like to eat, so it kept the rabbits out in the fucking town. So when they got rid of all the goddamn rats, all the rabbits had free reign, so then the rabbits took over the fucking town.
Yeah.
You know, you got to just fucking deal with nature. That's all you got to do, or get the fuck away from it and go somewhere else. But you don't alter nature. You alter yourself. You work around that. All right, anyways. Flood survivors get weird gifts. Yeah. After a series of devastating floods, the call went out for aid and supplies. Many people donated, and I'm sure most gave needed items. But mixed among the donations were a few things you wouldn't think of as high on the list of needs for flood victims. A thong,
a tiger costume, and a wedding dress. Right.
Yeah.
And depending on where you live at, I don't think you want to be wearing no motherfucking human-sized tiger outfit. You know what I'm saying? You might become a victim. Yeah. Luca says, big ass tiger. That is good eating. Get it. God damn, we still in L.A.? What the fuck is going on, Los Angeles? A lot of problems going on. A lot of problems going on in L.A. today. Two arrested for turtle smuggling. Face 21 years in prison. Y'all people are crazy with this smuggling shit. He tried to smuggle seeds. What the other dude tried to, I forgot what you were trying to, everybody trying to smuggle something in. Damn.
You're smuggling turtles? Come on, really?
Face 21 years in prison. Two men from Japan have been arrested for allegedly smuggling more than 50 live turtles and tortoises into the United States. Atsushi Yamagami and Norihide Ushirozako, both of Osaka, were arrested at Los Angeles International Airport. Both men were charged with one count each of illegally importing wildlife and one count of violating the Endangered Species Act. If convicted, they both face up to 21 years in prison. Damn. Damn, that's a little extreme. But all I can say to that, people.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Seems like Heavenly Angel has dropped out of the queue. But she will return. We'll keep moving. Over here in Florida, woman is accused of setting boyfriend's genitals on fire. Come on, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? That shit ain't even cute, man. I mean, if you try to rape you, I understand that. But 29-year-old Citra woman was arrested after she allegedly doused her boyfriend's genital area with gasoline and set him afire. Victoria Eltona Bynes was charged with aggravated battery and was taken to the Marion County Jail. Her boyfriend, Andrew Williams, 42, was transported to Shands Hospital at the University of Florida in Gainesville with serious injuries. Damn. He's on my burning bed. Those are burning nuts.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Timmy!
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
She don't play around. She ain't playing.
Damn. Bring a new meeting.
Fire.
To,
huh?
Let me see here. My song, yeah.
That's a special award right there.
Hot nuts, I say. Hot nuts.
I mean, you can't even, there isn't one. You can't even punch the button for that one.
That's hot nuts right there, dude. That brings a new meaning. Damn, I ain't got my hot nuts. Where my hot nuts song at? God damn it. Hey, look at these.
Oh, wow.
Damn, hot nuts, hot nuts, hot nuts, I say. Hot nuts, hot nuts.
That's what you get.
Damn. Over in South Elgin.
I mean, you might even want a moment of silence for that one, I'm trying to tell you. Come on. You know?
Damn.
Ouch.
That, man.
Let's hope they're still alive, you know?
It's a good thing he's still alive, you know what I mean? Well, I mean, she threw it on his lap. Well, still, because that could have, you know, fucking caught his whole body on fire, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Then the motherfucker would have been running around.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
I'm talking about the balls, baby. Let's hope they're still alive.
It is a good day to die.
You know? Yeah. Got a life of their own, you know.
Let's hope and pray, people.
South Elgin. Man goes wild at Buffalo Wild Wings. We don't have one of those here. Man was accused of hitting another man in the face with a glass while the two argued about whose school is better. Apparently yours is not, because your education level is pretty low. Kevin M. Page, 36, was 36. What the fuck school y'all talking about? DUI school? Oh, my DUI school better than your DUI school. Get the fuck out of here, man. Kevin M. Page, 36, was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, aggravated battery in a public place, both felonies and a misdemeanor criminal damage to property charge. At one point, the defendant started arguing about whose school was better, and that's what started the fight. And, yeah, brother, both of your schools suck.
He's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Worried about a goddamn.
Not school. Even worried.
Oh, man, we're not fucking school. Well, this is what I wish I could come the fuck up on. In Nevada, shouts out to the deserts, a 6-pound, 4-ounce gold nugget is to be sold.
6-pound gold nugget? That's some gold beer right there, baby. Ooh.
Damn.
Ow.
A Nevada mining geologist said he will auction a 6-pound, 4-ounce gold nugget that was brought into his office by a California prospector. Fred Holleberg said the gold would be worth about $135,000 at current prices, but he believes it could fetch up to $400,000 at the auction, because it may be the largest California nugget in existence.
Nugget, that's what I'm talking about. Wow.
God damn, people, 6 pounds?
If that wouldn't get you sick with gold fever, I don't know what would.
Man, definitely you'd be giving up some pussy. You know what I'm saying? After getting that. Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. Let me come to your door and be like, girl, this your wedding ring. Yeah.
Beautiful
thing. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a big ass rock, boy. That is a big ass fucking rock.
That's the golden egg, baby. That's the golden egg. Come on. Mother Earth laid her egg.
Damn. I know they tore that whole fucking area. Wherever they found that shit at, I know they tore that goddamn area up after that, boy. Yeah.
That is crazy. That is foul.
In Geneva, pay your dog tax, or Fido gets the fucking death penalty. I thought we was bad on taxes. Yeah. A Swiss village has found a drastic way to compel dog holders to pay their pets' annual tax. Cough up or the dog gets it. Right.
Okay.
Local official Pierre Alain Nimitz says the move is part of an effort to reclaim hundreds of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes. He says a law from 1904 allows the village to kill dogs if its owners does not pay the canine charge. Damn.
Wow. Hmm.
Damn. And he thought he was getting away, and you thought you was getting away from goddamn child support. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. God damn. They make child support look like it ain't shit. You mean for this goddamn 3-pound motherfucking pooch, I got to pay goddamn taxes on? That I'm buying the dog food for. I'm buying the shots for. What the fuck is the city doing for me? Damn.
Madness.
Oh, wait a minute. Over in Arizona, this is the crazy nutball that went motherfucking crazy. Tucson shooter smirks in court and smiles for mugshot.
Oh, no. That's evil. That's
this looks
evil
like the dude, this looks like the dude off of Goonies. They look like that motherfucking dude off of Goonies. Hey, you gay. Hey, you gay.
of the Tucson massacre that left 6 dead and injured 14 others, appeared in a packed courtroom in khaki prison garb, appearing to smirk as he stood before the judge. Loftner's mugshot was released, showing him smiling into the camera despite hints of a black eye. Loftner so far faces 5 federal charges. Yeah, that's definitely written all over that. Huh?
He ain't getting out.
No, that's death penalty. When he killed that judge, he killed a federal judge.
Yeah, he ain't getting out.
And a 6-year-old girl. He killed a 6-year-old girl. I think, or 9. She was a 9-year-old girl. Judge. Man, come on, man. That motherfucker plays.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. Shouts out to Death by DVD. Shot up in here and chilled out for a little quick second. Appreciate you. Hanging out.
We need to have a moment of silence.
Oh, for the victims? Oh,
yeah.
Man. Damn, man. I don't know the motherfuckers.
I'll bring a tear to my eye.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I ain't know the motherfuckers. You know what I mean? That is the compassion that we have on this show.
Amen.
All right. In Pennsylvania, shouts out to Ben66.com. www.Ben66.com for all your wild and weird and crazy off-the-wall bits. God damn it. Go to Ben66.com. Fucking right. That don't smell so good, sent you. Keep putting that in the promo code. Don't even matter. You might get something free. Maybe a free cussing out. But, hey, it was free. Over in Pennsylvania, man crashes into ambulance carrying his daughter. Okay. Medics say a Pennsylvania man rushing home after his daughter suffered a seizure struck the ambulance carrying the girl, injuring several people. The girl wasn't hurt in the crash, but her father, a passenger in his car, the ambulance driver, and an emergency medical technician had to be taken to a hospital.
Damn.
That's fucked up, man. He's trying to rush to check on his daughter, and as he's rushing, you hit the very same vehicle that's carrying your goddamn daughter. Wow. People, there's a little sympathy for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
No sympathy here, people. No sympathy. Right. In Minnesota, a new baby survived being hit by a flying cow.
Oh. In the tornado?
What the fuck? A Minnesota woman says her new baby was named Skylar. To note the time last summer when she and her unborn daughter were hit by a flying cow during a tornado.
Damn.
Skylar Schwab was not only the first baby born in Wadena this year, but can also be considered the youngest survivor of the twister that hit the town in June.
Wow. That's a miracle.
Oh, man, I got to get to this last one. But what we do, we're in Germany. Cross-eyed possum becomes internet hit. Right. A cross-eyed possum. All right. A cross-eyed opossum in Germany called Heidi, who is not yet even on public display, has become an internet hit, winning more than 65,000 friends?
Wow.
On the social networking website, Facebook, that shows you 65,000 idiots out there. Sorry, people.
Maybe
it's a
they see
cross-eyed.
Maybe those people are cross-eyed.
It must be. It's because shit. Heidi is thought to be 2.5 years old and was abandoned outside an animal shelter. She's a fucking possum. The fuck you mean abandoned? It's a goddamn rodent. It's a fucking possum. We shoot and eat them and kill them and eat them.
I'm not eating them.
Yeah, good eating. Tastes like chicken.
No,
abandoned.
You did say it's a rodent, right?
Oh, yeah. Nasty little bugger. In North Carolina, together. Together with her sister, Nyara, and has been in Leipzig Zoo in Eastern Germany. Okay. Well, to end this thing off, people, we're going to go ahead and tell you. We're in goddamn Washington.
No, you
what
didn't.
What part? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We're in Washington State. I'm just kidding. Washington State. Fed sought Obama. Ecstasy and drug sting. Drug sting. Oh, yeah. Bringing the new meaning to real presidential high. You know what I'm saying? While negotiating a large purchase of ecstasy from a narcotics dealer, an undercover federal agent detailed a few specific requirements in Washington State. First, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent wanted to buy 150,000 tablets, for which he was ready to pay $2 per pill. The ICE agent wanted yellow tablets that were triple stack or extra thick, and the federal agent also wanted the popular club drug to carry the Obama logo.
Wow.
I guess they're trying to see, you know, I don't know what the fuck you would want that for. What was the purpose of having, you know what I'm saying, this is making a logo on the goddamn pill. Triple stacks.
1 minute, people.
That'll do it for Nutty News of the Day, people. All your Nutty News, right of your part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, and crazy, and off-the-wall news. Around the world, and I do mean
no.
Well,
what's popping, people? Y'all gonna be still be on? Cause I might start a show in like 30 minutes.
I'll call in.
Okay.
Yeah, in 30 minutes, sure.
Yeah. We'll have the high noon, indie, wake up mix. No, I don't know. We'll have some.
Oh, so like
look,
the hoop.
Look for 186 point deuce in about a half an hour, kids.
Yeah, I gotta go out and go and buy this ink cartridge.
Okay.
And go over here and take a couple of pictures to make sure that the ink and everything works. And after that, we getting it in. Getting it in. So that's what I'm working on. So I ain't
all
chilling
right.
on after hours because I got to get out here and go make some runs, and I'm out of weed. So you definitely know I'm leaving.
I'm out of weed.
Much love. We will get out of here on. Goof. God damn it. Shit. I meant to tell him I got a remake of Gray Fox. I got a my homeboy Tenaman. He hooked up the remix up, you know what I'm saying, with more bass, more everything,
nice.
Just making the song sound. Oh, yeah. So.
I'm talking about.
This is
the old version, people. Season 3, we still have a new remix version of this song. All new music. All new everything. It's just all fucking new. Bring your ass. It's Heavenly Angel. Peace out. Shouts out to Side 9 and everybody out there riding with Record of Game Radio. Much love to you. And have a blessed, blessed day. Tuesday time for Chit Chat right here live on MCC Radio. a.k.a. the Starship Stellar Prize. Joe Hope, that spell. So good.
Leaving this time.